utmost for his highest. November the 16th. Still human. Whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. The great marvel of the Incarnation slips into ordinary childhood's life. The great marvels of the Transfiguration vanishes in the devil-possessed valley. The glory of the Resurrection descends into a breakfast on the seashore. This is not an anticlimax, but the great revelation of God. The tendency is to look for the marvellous in our experience. We mistake the sense of the heroic for being heroes. It is one thing to go through a crisis grandly, but another thing to go through every day glorifying God when there is no witness, no limelight, no one paying the remotest attention to us. If we do not want medieval halos, we want something that will make people say, "What a wonderful man of prayer he is. What a pious, devoted woman she is." If you are rightly devoted to the Lord Jesus, you have reached the sublime height where no one even thinks of noticing you. All that is noticed is that the power of God comes through you all the time. Oh, I have a wonderful call from God. It takes Almighty God incarnate in us to do the meanest duty to the glory of God. It takes God's Spirit in us to make us so absolutely humanly His that we are utterly unnoticeable. The test of the life of a saint is not success, but faithfulness in human life as it actually is. We will set up success in Christian work as the aim. The aim is to manifest the glory of God in human life, to live the life hid with Christ in God in human conditions. Our human relationships are the actual conditions in which the ideal life of God is to be exhibited.